I'm Pat Day, and I'm part of the nursing and midwifery department. I've been here about 15 years, and I lead the course that trains the health visitors and school nursing nurses. I'm very interested in public health, mental health promotion, relationships with clients, and how to facilitate behaviour change, really. Those are my main interests.
Right. Okay. How would you define empathy?
I suppose for us in nursing, empathy is the basis of a therapeutic relationship with a client. And that when you explain it to students and practitioners, they can understand it. Because it's about standing in the shoes of the client and imagining what it's like. You can't be the client because you haven't had that experience, but it's seeing things from their point of view, hearing things from their point of view. And when you do that, would it be different to how you would react if you didn't do that? It's really trying to get inside people's stories and understand things from their point of view.
Right.
And that involves a lot of storytelling, a lot of not asking questions, but reflecting on what people say and allowing them to say it. And we know there's a very good evidence base for that in terms of client outcomes.
Okay. Theoretically, where does this come from?
Well, in terms of what we do around the therapeutic relationship and communication, we base it on Carl Rogers' work in terms of the core conditions, because he did a lot of research into what enables there to be good outcomes. And those things include expression of warmth, empathy, unconditional positive regard, which we talk a lot about, that total acceptance of someone, even though you might not agree with them, you accept them, and congruence, so that you're on the same wavelength, or even if you're not, that you recognize that and that you try and get back on the same wavelength. And so there's a lot of evidence around that in terms of psychology.
Okay.
We know that if those core conditions are there, you may make mistakes, say the wrong thing, but if the relationship is there, then you can still move forward. In terms of empathy, there's been some quite interesting research around empathetic language and body language. And actually, the more that you express it verbally, the greater the potential for change in terms of someone's behaviour. So I think that's quite interesting, that it does have an effect on people's behaviour, which is something I suppose I knew. But actually seeing the evidence is you know, gives it credibility, really.
Right.
So it's based on, the way in which we work is based on an approach called motivational interviewing, which was developed by Bill Miller and Steve Rolnick. And it's a very dynamic psychological approach, which is based on practice. As nurses, we're very interested in practice. But in order to do that, we're also interested in our relationships with each other, our relationships with the wider and outside world. And, you know, it's not something separate, our communication with clients to our communication with others. And we feel that it should underpin practice, underpin every conversation that we have.
Okay. Why is it relevant to HE?
I think because it enables those deeper issues to be discussed, and there are lots of deep issues at the moment within HE. In nursing, we have a highly pressurised work environment, and we've got students who, are coming from a variety of backgrounds, have additional pressures at home and financial pressures, and although, you know, just to tick off their placement assessment document is a task, actually to understand where they're coming from, how they feel about their roles, because they do confront a lot of trauma and stress, how they feel about their own identity, to have those conversations in a meaningful way, and I think to sort of make a difference in terms of their situations, then I think those conversations need a structure and a framework, and MI certainly has given me that. And I think it's something that it's possible for all of us to learn, because, you know, the teaching staff here have got good communication skills. It's just maybe learning some of the approaches that we know have a good evidence base that you could use within more deliberately use within conversations without it sounding naff, because we know everybody says things in a different way. It's about adapting what MI is to your particular style.
Sounds really interesting. What do you think are sort of critiques or misconceptions of this idea of empathy in its application to university?
I think it's sort of, some of these things are seen as quite fluffy and not business-like and not measurable. But in fact, the psychologists are scientists, so it's very measurable. And I think that for it, you know, for in terms of priorities, we've got a lot of priorities around research and academic development and targets, and those are important. But actually, on our sort of day-to-day interaction with students and colleagues, it is about that communication and relationship. So I think the sort of misconception is that that the relationships aren't equal to all of those things, and we would say they're at least equal, if not the most important thing. That actually out of that comes a lot of the things that we would look for. You know, so it's not being cynical about it, it's thinking that actually in this environment, adopting this approach is really beneficial, not only for the people that we work with, but also for ourselves. It nurtures and protects you. I think that in terms of sort of misconceptions, maybe there's a bit about as well that it's not something you can learn,
mm-hmm.
or that, you know, you can't be taught some of the approaches, and you can be taught. You know, it is possible to learn more about this.
Right.
And it's exciting stuff.
Okay.
You know, it's interesting and exciting.
Right. If someone was interested in finding out more about this, what should they do next?
I think contact me. We've got workshops. There are other people within university who are very interested in motivational interviewing.
Okay.
And, you know, there are workshops. We've done a lot of writing about it. We're very interested in, we've got a group that is interested in motivational interviewing and how we apply it.
Okay.
So I think, you know, even if it's a case of coming on a half-day workshop or doing some of the reading, it might be that then you think, oh, yeah, I'm interested in that. That might support what I'm doing. So, you know, that we're happy to talk about a subject that we're passionate about. So just contact me.
Okay.
Pat Day.
Smashy. That's fab. Thanks very much.